Okay, again, Bible readings for the home, section 6, chapter 58, the closing gospel message. I'll take the first two. And we already prayed. All right. Okay, what indicates that the message of the judgment hour and the fall of Babylon are two parts of a threefold message? Revelation 14, verse 9, first section says, "And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice." So let me reread the question. What indicates that the message of the judgment hour and the fall of Babylon are two parts of a threefold message, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice? So it's obvious. Number two, what apostasy from the worship of God is named in this message? And then, of course, the last part of the verse finishing it up, Revelation 14:9 says, in the end, "If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand," okay, and of course it goes on from there. Whoever's next.
Number three, what is to be the fate of those who, instead of worshiping God, engage in this false worship? "The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." This is verses 10 and 11. See also Isaiah 33, verses 13 through 17, 34, verses 1 through 10, and 1 Corinthians 3, verse 13, and Hebrews 12, verse 29. And number four, how are those described who heed this warning? Verse 12 says, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Anybody else out there with a mic? Lynn? No? Well, oh, sorry, Kitty, I understand. Well, I will go to number five. I wasn't going to read too much tonight because of my voice, but I will. Seems like we're desperate. Number five, what description is given of the beast against whose worship this closing warning message is given? And this is Revelation 13, 1 and 2, which says, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority." And there is a note, and it says, In this composite beast from the sea are combined the symbols of the seventh chapter of Daniel, representing Greece, Medo-Persia, and Babylon. The blasphemous words spoken by it, its persecution of the saints, and the time allotted to it, verses 5 through 7, show that this beast, under one of its seven-headed manifestations, is identical with the little horn of the vision of the seventh chapter of Daniel, modern Babylon, the papacy. See reading on The Kingdom and Work of Antichrist, page 218. The false worship here mentioned, the worship of the beast, is the rendering of that homage to the papacy which is due to God alone. The system of religion enforced by the papacy is the paganism of Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome, indicated by the composite character of the beast, verse 2, disguised under the forms and names of Christianity. The Pontus Pontifex Maximus of the ancient pagan religions was continued in the Pope, who is the head of the Roman priesthood and who, in the exercise of his priestly functions, took away the mediation of Christ and substituted a system of human mediation in its place, thus fulfilling the prophecy recorded in the 8th chapter of Daniel. See reading on The Vicar of Christ, page 224. I don't know where Nicholas went. Number six, Nicholas? Okay, well, I will continue on. Just put up your bubble if anybody wants to step in. Number six, what challenge is made by those who worship the beast? Verse 4 says, and they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And number 7, whose sovereignty is thus challenged? And it says, for as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Jeremiah 10, verses 6. See also Psalms 71:19, 86, verse 8, 89, verses 6 and verse 8. Number 8. What specifications of the man of sin are thus fully met? Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And it says, see chapter 51. Okay, number 9. What did Babylon give to the nations to drink? She made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Revelation 14:8, last part, see chapter 57. And number 10, what are those to drink who accept the teachings of Babylon and thus render homage to the beast? And this is verse 10, first part says, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And the note says, the cup of the Lord, which contains the new covenant in the blood of Christ, and the cup of the wine of the wrath of Babylon are both offered to the world. To drink of the former, that is, to accept the teaching of the true gospel, is to receive everlasting life. But to drink of the wine of Babylon, that is, to accept the false gospel taught by the papacy, will result in drinking of the wine of the wrath of God from the cup of his indignation. The true gospel means everlasting life. The false gospel means everlasting death. interesting note you have in a room there, Joel, is pagan. Oh, yeah, okay, I get it. Okay, number 11. Under what threatened penalty is the worship of the image of the beast enforced? This is Revelation 13:15, which says, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause, decree, that as many would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Note, for an explanation of the image of the beast, see reading on Making an Image to the Beast, chapter 61. And number 12, what universal boycott is to be employed in an attempt to compel all to receive the mark of the beast? This is from verses 16 and 17. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And note, regarding the mark of the beast, see reading on the seal of God and the mark of apostasy, chapter 98. Number 13. Who is the real power operating through the beast and his image and demanding worship? The dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Verse 2, last part. And number 14, who is this dragon? And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That was Revelation 12, verse 9. Number 15. How did the devil seek to induce Jesus to worship him? This is from Luke chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. The devil's got a lot of nerve. Anyway, number 16. How did Jesus show his loyalty to God? Verse 8 says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Note, the threefold message of Revelation 14, verses 6 through 12, is proclaimed in connection with the closing scenes of the great controversy between Christ and Satan. Lucifer has sought to put himself in the place of God, Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 14, and to secure to himself the worship which is due God alone. The final test comes over the commandments of God. Those who acknowledge the supremacy of the beast by yielding obedience to the law of God as changed and enforced by the papacy, when the real issue has been clearly defined, will, in so doing, worship the beast and his image and receive his mark. Such will take the side of Satan in his rebellion against the authority of God. Number 17. How many will yield to the demand to worship the beast? This is Revelation 13, verse 8, says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Number 18. In the judgment hour message, who are all called upon to fear, glorify, and worship? This is Revelation 14:7, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. Number 19, who will sing the song of Moses and the Lamb on the sea of glass? And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. That's Revelation 15, verses 2 through 4. And that's the end of chapter 58. Okay, I'm going to go back and read what Bonnie's put in the room. And I just have to arrow up and find those on my... Let's see. Okay. I'm a-looking. I know they're in here because I saw a lot of them. Okay. You know, I don't know what... I know they're from Sister White, but like that first one, it says CHS. Is that Christian Service? I don't know. I'll just read the initials. Okay. This first one says, the work is fast closing up, and on every side wickedness is increasing. We have but a short time in which to work. Let us awake from spiritual slumber and consecrate all that we have and are to the Lord. His Spirit will abide with true missionaries, furnishing them with power for service. That's Southern Watchman, April 9th, 1903. See, HS 80.10. Maybe I won't read that section. The next one is from, it says testimonies. It says, sound an alarm throughout the length and breadth of the earth. Tell the people that the day of the Lord is near and hasten greatly. Let none be left unwarned. We might have been in the place of the poor souls that are in error. We might have been placed among barbarians. According to the truth we have received above others, we are debtors to impart the same to them. Wow, it's a lot of responsibility. Another quote from Testimonies, Volume 6. There is danger in delay. That soul whom you might have found, that soul to whom you might have opened the scriptures passes beyond your reach. Satan has prepared some net for his feet, and tomorrow he may be working out the plans of the archenemy of God. Why delay one day? Why not go to work at once? Oh, that's it? I thought there were more. There was one more before that. Okay, let me go up. What did I miss? I missed something? Was I in the room at the time? I don't think I was in the room at the time. Yeah, I went to the top of my screen. Huh. Double check in. I don't... Well, she put in Jeremiah 10, verse 6, for as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Again, that's Jeremiah 10, verse 6. Okay. That must be what I missed. Sorry. yeah. Okay. And did I read this other one? This other Testimonies, Volume 7? We are nearing the close of this earth's history. We have before us a great work, the closing work of giving the last warning message to a sinful world. There are men who will be taken from the plow, from the vineyard, from various other branches of work, and sent forth by the Lord to give this message to the world. Wow. Pretty powerful. Well, where is Nick? Oh, there he is. Hey, you asked right on time, Bonnie. Here he is.
Oh, yeah, perfect timing. Sorry, I just got off the phone now. Chrissy's having problems. She's moving, and she's going to be moving out into the middle of nowhere, and she's worried about not being able to get in here, and she had a bunch of questions about how to do this and how to do that with getting in here, because she's got to get out of where she's living. I mean, they're just, it's bad news where she's at. But I hear Library Girl took the reins tonight, huh? He's the only one with a mic. Wonder where Mark's at, you know? Mark and Chris, because we'd always read every now and then, too. Yeah, I know. That's what I, yeah, so it's one of the best things you can do is don't call during study hour. But she didn't know. And she was kind of like, what do I do? What do I do? Oh, David will be here next week? All right, great. So I take it we're done. This really it makes me sad, though, that, you know, I was kind of hoping that that person that put that porno on the forum and that came in here using the name Alo or whatever was truly from Africa. But, you know, yeah, I'm praying for them. This is sad because, you know, because I'm going to investigate this IP address and find out who it is. You know, we've got so many that are attacking us. I don't even know if it's somebody that we've already got. Well, obviously, it's not somebody we have banned. So. Or maybe. Cause, well, wait, yeah, I have them banned in certain directories. They can get in the chat room. Some of them. No. I think I got them banned from the. Yeah, they can't get in the. They can't even get into the chat room. That's right. But let me just see if I see this number in here. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Yeah, let me turn off the radio.